Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Lamed, Menachos 38, pagination is 59. We'll start about a fifth of the way down. The last word on the line is Omar. Omar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba, Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav. We have a statement here regarding a Sefer Torah. We launched into the topic of Tefillin and Mezuzah, and included in that is going to be Sefer Torah by association. Stam stands for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. And we have, for example, Vad Mishmeres Stam, people who advocate for good Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. They should be written properly by reputable people, etc. So that's the expression and the association. The statement is as follows. Shemona psukim shebetorah, the last eight psukim of the Torah, yachid korei osan, they have to be read by one person, specifically by one person and not to interrupt. Usually, there are different places in the Torah that you could stop an aliyah and start a new one. But over here, yachid korei osan, specifically one person, no separations, has to be the one to read it to get that aliyah, beveis ha-kneses, in the shul. So we want to know what's significant about the last eight psukim. Keman, deloka Rab Shimon. It would seem to be against the opinion of Rab Shimon, who understands the last eight psukim in a different way. Titanya, here's the braisa. Vayomo shamosha eved Hashem. The end of the Torah, the last psukim, tell us that Moshe died. Efsha Moshe chai v'kosa v'yamasha Moshe. Could Moshe still be alive and he's writing, he died? Ela ad kan kosav Moshe. It must be that until that point, Moshe wrote. Mikan v'elach kosav Yeshua ben Nun. And from then on, at the time of Moshe's death, that was recorded by Yeshua ben Nun, his loyal student. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Ve'amila Rabbi Nechemya, maybe some say it's Rabbi Nechemya. Those last eight psukim were very unique. The rest of Torah was written by Moshe, and these psukim were written by Yoshua. So there's a special halacha associated with them that they have to be read by one person and not with an interruption. Amarlo Reb Shimon, the Braisa continues and tells us the opinion of Reb Shimon, which is what launched us into this topic, because we were concerned that this wouldn't make sense if you follow Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Efshe Sefer Torah chasar achas, osachas, can it be that the Sefer Torah is missing even one letter of its entirety? Uksiv. And the pasuk would say, "Lakoach haSefer haTorah hazeh v'samtem oso," and Moshe was giving the authorized version to the Jewish people, to the individual shvatim. How could he give out an authorized, completed version of the Sefer Torah if it still had to have something amended to it? Ela ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Until now, Hashem would say it, Moshe Kosev ve'omer, and Moshe would write it and say it. Everything was normal that you recite it and then write it. Mikan ve'elach, but these last psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Hashem would say it, dictate it, Moshe Kosev bedema, and Moshe would write it in tears. It was painful for him. It was difficult to write that he's going to die, and to write it in the way of truth, in the way of Torah, as if it happened already. Kamasha ne'amar lahalon, as we find such a thing as well. Vayomar lehem baruch, mipiv yikarei eleis kol advarim ho'ele. Baruch ben Eriya, the scribe, said, it was told to me the things, va'ani kosev ala sefer bedyo, and I recorded it, but I didn't say it because it was kinos, it was very sad things, and therefore I didn't recite it as I wrote it. So what you see over here is that these verses of Torah, the last eight verses, were written by Moshe just like everything else. Lema deloka Reb Shimon. So the special halacha that these last eight psukim are unique, sounds like it's not like Reb Shimon, because these eight psukim are just like everything else. Afilu tema Reb Shimon. The Gemara answers, it could be even Reb Shimon. Hol v'ishtani ishtani. Since it's different in its halachas, and indeed these psukim are different, pretty different. All other areas, we acknowledge that the Torah is not a history book, it's a book of lessons. But in all other cases, when the Torah says something that will happen, it says it as a prophecy. We have, for example, this week's Parsha, Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, describes, it will be when all these things happen to you, and you will do teshuvah, and Hashem will gather you in from the exile. But that's written as a prophecy. It's not like it didn't happen yet, we wrote it as if it happened, and then eventually it happened. It's written in the tense that would be expected for the Torah prophesizing something. In this case, though, these last eight psukim are written from the vantage point, from the mind frame of a completed Sefer Torah upon Moshe's passing. But Moshe had to write it during his lifetime, according to Reb Shimon. It's unusual. Now, it doesn't faze us, because Torah is the Torah of truth. And if this is a truth, and that's what was meant to be, that the Torah is completed by Moshe, so then he completed it. But it's still, it's unusual. And therefore has this unusual halacha that it should be read only by one ole, by one aliyah, one person. One more statement here in the Gemara. V'omer Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba Omer Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Another halacha. Halokech Sefer Torah min Ashuk. A person who simply buys a Sefer Torah in the marketplace. Kechutif mitzvah min Ashuk. It's considered negative. It's like grabbing a mitzvah from the marketplace. Kosvo, but if you would write a Sefer Torah, Malo lava kosov kilu kibla me'ar Sinai. The Torah considers it as if you accepted it from Har Sinai. That's bringing yourself into the relationship, and you accept it in your generation, even though Torah was given many generations ago, but in your generation, it's as if you accepted it from Har Sinai. So the problem of the first case is that he just bought the Sefer Torah, done deal. He just paid some money and did not invest emotionally in the experience. Amar Rav Sheshes says, "Imigia afilo os achas, if you fixed even one letter, that the Sefer Torah was puzzle, and you fixed it, malalava ki'ilu kosvo, that's the same as having written it." And therefore, we indeed have two concepts that exist regarding writing a Sefer Torah. One of them is that sometimes a person will take a Sefer Torah that has fallen into disrepair and have it repaired. And that's on some level writing a Sefer Torah, ki'ilu kasfo. And then we have a second concept, which is both by a newly written Sefer Torah as well as in a repair, that a person may be careful, even though he paid for everything, to make sure that the sofer doesn't quite finish it off. And what they often will do is they will block out the letters in some way so that the sofer skill part has been done pretty well. And what's left is for the purchaser to finish it off, but he just is guided by a sofer putting just the right amount of ink on the quill and having him just dab it in the right spot. And he's able to finish off the Sefer Torah with a simple movement of his hand without much skill, so that he personally is the one indeed finishing it and not simply having paid for it. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.